When a friend tells me people like to play Pokemon Go on Utah State University's campus at night, I expect to find maybe a dozen people, if I'm lucky. But when I get to campus at 11 p.m. Monday night, I realize that Pokemon Go is a much bigger deal than I thought. There are at least 100 people on the south side of campus. They're mostly college students in their 20s. They all have their phones out, and they're scanning intently for new Pokemon to appear. As I approach them, a rare Pokemon appears, and dozens of them shout and hop on their bikes and skateboards to chase the little monster. As I watch the huge group of people obsessing over the game, I can't get one question out of my head. That's when I meet David Zahm.
Is the wind making my Pokeball curve or something?
Yes, it is.
It is.
A 25-year-old sophomore at Utah State University who's playing the game enthusiastically with his friends. So I ask him. A lot of people think Pokemon is like really nerdy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So some people don't even play it. Yeah, but obviously this is bringing a lot of people out. So, you know, are people just overcoming their inner nerd, or is Pokemon not nerdy?
This is the age of the nerd. The age of the nerd has begun for sure. Like, it's whether or not they like to admit to it, even the jocks will be playing nerdy stuff with us all the time. Playing Pokemon is not a bad thing. In fact, there's so many new faces, so many new people to meet that it's just the coolest thing that could have ever happened. Making like 5 friends a day, this is like super awesome.
Age of the nerd, maybe. But Zom's second idea was one that I heard repeatedly. People love Pokemon Go because it creates opportunities to make new friends.
Normally, I'd be sitting on my couch playing video games at home, especially this late at night. So, you know, it lets me kind of, you know, get out and meet people and interact. You know, you can meet people online and interact, but it's hard because it's not face-to-face.
That was Hunter Hale, who's 20 years old. He says Pokemon Go has created a social nightlife of sorts in Logan, a town that's usually pretty dead at night.
I've already met a lot of people just through, you know, people that I work with. And so it's already, you know, expanded my friend base by a lot just, you know, by coming out here and talking to people.
Bronson Fife, a 21-year-old sophomore from USU, says Pokemon Go gives players something to talk about.
It brings everybody outside and we have something in common and we don't even know each other. And I've been up here a couple nights now and I'm actually starting to make a couple friends, remember names, and recognize each other.
Not only do players meet new people in their own town, it's also a way to meet people in other places. Here's David Zahm, who said earlier that now is the age of the nerd.
A lot of water Pokemon don't show up here. It kind of sucks. Water and electric don't show up around here. And as far as I understand, like, different cities have a higher influx of certain Pokemon, which is why I'm really looking forward to going down to Salt Lake this week, because then I can go check and see what they got.
Elmer Acevedo, a 25-year-old from Roy, Utah, who came to campus to play Pokemon Go with his friends, says Pokemon Go allows people to cross social boundaries and meet people they never would have thought to talk to.
We were talking to someone that looked like she was coming from class in a nurse's outfit. And she's like, oh, are you guys playing Pokemon Go too? And I'm like, of course. So I think it's just bringing everyone together.
Pokemon Go may be a simple game. There's no storyline. The only real goal is to catch as many of the little monsters as you can. But at least it's getting people out of the house, adding a little bit of imagination to reality, and making it a little easier to get exercise and make friends. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.